Scrutiny over monster home construction triggered a complaint about a contractor who lost his license yet continued to build. The Hawaii Construction Alliance flagged the problem to the city's Department of Planning and Permitting and the state's Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs. DCCA warned HH Constructions and contractor Xinhui He back in April that it was not in compliance after it stopped paying its workers' comp insurance. Calls to the company for comment weren't returned. The city sent inspectors out and last week issued 17 violation notices and orders to stop work. We talked to Tyler Dos Santos Tam, who's with the Hawaii Construction Alliance, about the problem.
You know, a number of neighbors around these monster home sites have been communicating with us and letting us know about concerns that they had with these structures going up, and encouraged us to do some investigation. And over the course of looking into a number of these, we discovered that this contractor, HH Constructions, and their it's the head of the company, lost their license back in December. And yet they were continuing to build and continuing to have these permits open and operational up through this past month. And so after flagging it to DPP, I was very glad that they took the enforcement action that they did to revoke these permits. It really sends a strong message that if you are not following the rules, if you fall out of compliance, there will be consequences. And hopefully, you know, these other folks who are building monster homes or other unpermitted structures, you know, around the island take notice.
Right. And the number of violations that were issued, these are not all monster homes. He's got permits on a variety of projects.
Yeah. You know, these contractors, they not only do they build the homes, but also have lots of other little manini permits here and there, retaining walls, fences, these sorts of things. But, you know, it's regardless of whether it's a big project or a small project, everyone should be following the rules. And in this case, this contractor just blatantly disregarded the rules for maintaining insurance, maintaining his license. And I'm glad it's eventually caught up to him.
And so the issue, though, between what was happening on the state side with DCCA and these permits that were issued by the city, you had raised a concern that the two agencies, the two departments, aren't really talking to each other.
Yeah, you know, back in December, the contractor lost his license, and, you know, DCCA knew that. On the city side, though, you know, I guess they didn't pick up the fact that this contractor not only lost his license but had a number of open permits. And so I hope that out of this incident, the two departments start to communicate in a more meaningful way so that, you know, people who don't have a license or aren't following the law, you know, don't continue to be able to operate on their permits or apply for new ones.
And lawmakers took up a bill that might have had a working group or a task force to address this issue.
Yeah, last legislative session there was a resolution calling for an interagency task force that would have taken the state regulatory agencies and the city and county regulatory agencies and got them in a room to talk about how we can better communicate and use a holistic sort of set of tools to crack down on this issue. Unfortunately, it didn't even get a hearing. And, you know, this is such a big issue island-wide. I'm very surprised that it never got picked up.
And the situation on the neighbor islands?
You know, we're starting to hear from folks in the neighbor islands that the monster home issue, as we see it here in Oahu, is starting to proliferate there. You know, the neighbor islands have always had the issue with the large vacation homes, these sort of McMansions along the beach. But in other, you know, communities, we're starting to see that in these residential areas, very large structures going up, and it's a cause for concern over there as well.
And I know we've got a situation where these large structures are going up. The issue has been infrastructure. Can it, you know, properly handle the influx and the density that's being created in a lot of these older neighborhoods?
Yeah, that's a huge, huge concern is infrastructure, sewer, water, the parking in the neighborhoods, which is already so stressed. And, you know, part of what really troubles me about the proliferation of these monster homes is oftentimes they'll go in and apply and say, we have X number of bedrooms. But in reality, they build many, many more than what's shown on the plan. And, you know, having 10 extra people in there and 10 extra toilets flushing and 10 extra showers running and 10 extra cars parked outside that weren't reported on the building permit, you know, that's a huge cause for concern.
There is one address on this list, Holla Drive, and you mentioned that that one also was a very large structure with more than two dozen bedrooms?
Yeah. You know, on its original permit application last year, there were 22 bedrooms listed on the plans, 23 bathrooms, which is already sort of a red flag. Why do you have more showers and tubs than bedrooms? But in addition to that, there were eight other enclosed rooms that could be converted into bedrooms. And on the plans, they labeled them as a hobby room, a piano room, a library. You know, I don't doubt that they like music or anything like that, but, you know, it's pretty suspect.
And then what happened in that case? That's on the list here.
Yeah.
It was notice of violation.
Yeah, so in addition to having notice of violation because of the contractor falling out of compliance, they were also caught up because it was discovered that the proposed building had exceeded the lot coverage of 50%, and there are a number of other issues along the way. You know, I think that home in particular and some of the others in Kamehameha Heights are sort of very emblematic of how there are labor issues, there's safety issues, there's building code issues, and that's really why we need this holistic interagency approach.
And when you talk about the 50% lots size, that's a rule that says that the structure cannot exceed 50% of the lot.
The footprint.
The footprint, right. But so that only covers the ground floor, though.
The ground floor. So above that, you know, if you have two stories or three stories, you can very quickly have a huge amount of density on one lot. And that is a concern for the neighbors. And, you know, the city right now is looking at how to regulate the density. And, you know, it's, again, it goes back to these folks, you know, trying to get away with these either loopholes or just blatantly disregarding the law, and that needs to stop.
Okay, all right. So we'll see what happens. The contractor has until June 18th to the 21st to correct some of these violations, and we'll see what happens. I guess theoretically, they could just the property owners. Could get other contractors to complete the job.
They could, but you know, hopefully this is an opportunity for these owners to kind of pause and take a look at, you know, really the impact that they're having and, you know, maybe reevaluate their plans. Hopefully that happens. But again, you know, moving forward, we're still going to have to be vigilant, and I'm really glad that neighbors all around the island are being, you know, looking out for each other and being very vigilant towards these sites that are popping up in a lot of the older neighborhoods throughout town.
Tyler Dos Santos Tam is executive director at the Hawaii Construction Alliance. Tam says regulators, including OSHA, have issued 19 violations to this particular contractor since 2015. DCCA intends to investigate this latest complaint. The Honolulu City Council has been grappling with how best to deal with scoff laws. A recent case of Brilliant Construction, a contractor who built an entire apartment complex without any building permits, triggered the introduction of a bill to allow the city to tear down that structure. Critics say the current system of settling fines doesn't do much to deter scoff laws. To listen back to today's story, visit the conversation page on HawaiiPublicRadio.org.